Hello, my name is Max and this is the third of four podcasts that I'm doing. Today, I will interview a Tesco's manager. Can you tell me about your job?
Yes, of course. I work for Tesco and I work for .com, who deliver the shopping to your doors. My job is to understand and look after the risk to the business.
That's interesting. How has coronavirus affected your job?
Well, since the onset of Corona, we've been massively inundated with orders. So usually we do about 700,000 orders a day, and now we're doing about 1.2 million orders a day. So it's a huge increase in our turnover, and therefore we require more people to do the job. So my job is to make sure that we've got enough drivers to drive the vans.
What changes will you make to your job in the future?
The changes that will probably happen will be that more people, customers, will shop online rather than going into the supermarkets, because if the risk doesn't go away completely and there's no vaccine, or it takes a long time for the vaccine to come in, then we believe that people will continue to shop online and have their shopping delivered. So the business will grow, in which case we would have to keep growing and getting more people to do the job. So my job will continue to increase by getting more drivers in to the business.
That's interesting also. Tell me a funny or happy thing that has happened to you during lockdown.
During lockdown, so I have to go to work every day, euphemistically, and I had a meeting to go to in Greenford, which is one of the sites I look after in West London, and I drove all the way from my house to go to this meeting. And when I got there, I realised that I had taken my safety shoes out of the car and put them in the house, which meant that I turned up only wearing my socks and no shoes. So I then had to drive back to pick up my shoes in order to attend the meeting. By which time the meeting was over, so I didn't go anyway.
I have one more question to ask you. How have you kept employees safe?
So we've, from the very beginning, we've followed the government guidelines in social distancing and what they required industry to do. So some of the things that we've implemented have been that all the drivers wear face masks, gloves. They have Astropol, which is a chemical used to clean the inside of the vehicles that's proven to kill corona. We've asked the customers to we won't go into customers' houses anymore. So in the old days before corona, we used to take the shopping into the houses and we'd ask the drivers to do that all the time. Now we have a set process where the driver will stand 2 meters away from the front door. He would ask the customer if they're self-isolating. Assuming that they're not, he would then bring the shopping to the door, but everything will be done by the customer. So we would no longer have any physical contact or go into the customer's house. So even down to the device that the customer will sign, which is an electronic device like a telephone, that's no longer signed by the customer because of the risk of transmitting the coronavirus. So lots of things have changed, and some of them will probably never go back. We'll probably maintain this level of safety for our colleagues in the future.
Thank you again for your time.
Stay safe, Max. You're very welcome. And thank you for your very clever and insightful questions. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Tune in next time for a special episode where I interview a scientist who is working on coronavirus.